This is Ifia Wangaza, Chair of the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force, calling to order the meeting of Thursday, December 10, 2009. I would ask that our secretary would note the presence of those present, and that we would identify ourselves by giving our names, beginning with myself, of course, Ifia Wangaza, WMXPLP, and chair of the task force.
This is Ursula Rudenberg, Pacific Affiliates Coordinator.
Nia Bidiaco, WBAI.
Arlene Engelhart, Executive Director, Pacifica.
Is there anyone else present?
Therese Allen, KPFT. And you said that Dina Colbert will be late. Has anyone else asked for an excuse of absence?
No.
Okay. Did you say something about David Beaton earlier?
No, I did not.
I spoke with David earlier in the week at one point, and he said he had a conflicting engagement. So.
All right. So he's asking to be excused. All right.
I think someone just joined. I thought I heard the blip.
Yes, yeah. You did. It's Chandra.
All right, Chandra Hopman of KPFA.
Yes.
Well, I won't object to it being noted as an excused absence. I would point out that that is not the proper procedure for, nor is it an actual request.
Well, I will look. I mean, if he says that he has a conflict, I will look in my notes and see if he has sent that to me. He may have asked for. I don't know. Maybe there is another PNB meeting at the same time. I don't know. If so, then, there have been some. Does anyone know?
Well, it's not necessary. This is not necessary, Teresa.
Okay. Well, I just want to know.
I said I would not object to it being noted as an excused absence, but I would also call attention to the fact it's not the appropriate procedure if one is being sought. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, and I would, before asking for the approval of the agenda, I would ask if there are any items to be added to the template.
This is Teresa. I would like to note that we are approving minutes from September 10th, October 8th, and October 15th, which have been sent out. I did not do the minutes for the November meeting because I went to do them and they were not on the in the archives, and then it just kind of I got behind. So, and then with old business, we should be discussing the institutionalized relationship of affiliate staff and affiliate directors, which is not no new business, but I wanted to make sure that we knew that was the item on old business.
I would like to know if there's anything to report on the affiliate election, if that's occurred already, the affiliate reps election. If not, then don't put it on the agenda.
I'll make that a part of my report.
Okay.
Is there anything?
Hi, this is Dave Beaton. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, David.
Thank you.
Is there anything else to be added to the agenda?
No.
That being the case, can we approve the agenda as it's amended?
So moved.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, then the agenda is approved as modified. The next item is the minutes, and I believe you had a list of minutes that you wanted to submit, Teresa.
The minutes that I have sent out for approval are dated September 10th, October 8th, and October 2009. I move that we approve. Let's start with September 10th, Madam Chair.
Is there any objection to approving the... those minutes.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we approve October 8th of 09.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes of October 8th of 09?
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes of October 15th of 09.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes of, I'm sorry, the date again?
October 15th.
October 15th of 09. Hearing no, is that all of them?
That's all, Madam Chair.
Hearing no objection to any of them, then the minutes of as listed have been approved. The next item on the agenda is the Chair's report. And first, to respond to the query with regard to the election of affiliate reps, that election has not occurred. We are in the process of doing interviews. There were five, or are five candidates. Three have already been interviewed, and two, David and myself, are scheduled to be interviewed before December 20th, which is the scheduled date of the election. Second,
could I ask a question about that?
Please, go ahead.
Is there a date for the January PNB meeting?
There is a date, the weekend of January 23rd.
So the affiliate directors will be elected before the meeting?
The affiliate directors are scheduled to be elected...
on the 20th.
That's correct.
Okay, great. That's all I wanted to know.
I thought the... I'm sorry. May I be recognized?
Please. Go ahead.
I thought the... is it the 29th? Do I have it wrong?
You may be right. I'm going by my memory. I don't have it.
It's the last weekend in January, whatever that
date is. That's correct.
Okay.
Whatever that date is. Which obviously comes before December 20th.
Comes after.
I'm sorry, comes after December 20th.
Okay, there are the two weekends in January that we're referring to are Friday the 22nd through the Sunday the 24th.
No, it's the last. It is the last weekend,
the last weekend in January.
So, for safety's sake, you can just write the last weekend in January.
Okay, and where is it?
Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
The third, my third point would be, of course, the discussions that are going on with regard to the budget for the affiliates program, and Ursula can give more detail about the budget that she's presented, I don't know that you all have received copies of my responses to it. We've had a series of discussions with Grace, John, Otis, as well as Ursula, David, and of course myself included, in an effort to come up with a budget that in fact serves the affiliates program, is responsive to the requests and the needs of the affiliates in an appropriate and timely fashion, generally and specifically, as well as enhancing our relationship and the institution of Pacifica. So we've had, there have been some points of differences about how that is best achieved. And I think that that may be apparent otherwise, but it would certainly become apparent in the discussion this evening. That is the extent of my report, so if there are any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Madam Chair, I have two questions. You said that there were three things in your report, one that you were doing interviews. I guess two was that the election's on the 20th, and the third is the series of discussions about finances. Are those the three items?
No, frankly, I don't recall what the third one was, but the first one was the election, and it had the two parts that you mentioned.
Okay. My second question is, there have been a series of discussions, you say, with the affiliate directors, the affiliates coordinator, the tech staff, and the IED or the ED?
The IED.
The IED.
That's right.
Okay.
I have sent to the ED a copy of my thinking and requested a continuation of the discussion that I've just mentioned.
I'd like to be recognized when you're finished.
Okay. Teresa, did you have another question?
Maybe later. I'm definitely, would like to know, since you're saying that there have been differences of opinion, I'd like to know what they are in some ways, because I'm naturally concerned about the affiliates, the program, and I want to weigh in.
Chandra?
Yeah, well, I had a similar concern in that the way the budget discussions have usually gone in the past is that there are representatives, you know, from the affiliate task force, in this case the chair and the other affiliate rep, and I have no problems with that, but I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen any revised budget. I don't know what the issues are, and the way we've done it in the past is that if there have been differences and objections, it's been brought back to the committee to be discussed and voted on. And it hasn't been just decided by those at the meeting, especially those representing the task force, because this is a task force that's very active and interested in the budget, the outcome of the budget and what's in it.
Was there someone else who wanted to speak?
Madam Chair, can you tell us some of the differences of opinion been covered at those meetings? And has this been discussed with the finance?
Well, wait a second. She never responded to my question. Are you going to bring it back to the task force?
Hello?
This is Teresa. Have we lost somebody?
Well, Afia.
I guess we lost the chair. Is our executive director still on the phone?
I'm still on the phone. This is Dave Beaton.
Thank you.
Would you like me to speak to some of those questions?
That would be great.
Yes, thank you.
I was under the impression from Ursula that this was really the first budget specifically that she's done, I think. I mean, that was just under that impression, so I apologize if they normally go back to the task force, because I was under a different impression. The conversations were concerning, I think, the build-out of AudioPort was one of the conversations. And we talked with staff. We talked with John Amella, Otis, and Ursula. And John Amella and Ursula supported Ursula's budget. And so I supported Ursula's budget as it stood. I think Otis might have had some differences that Afia supported. There was questions on whether Ursula needed support staff or whether the Pacifica program needed more technical staff to do coding. And that's where I think the differences lie.
Well, is that above and beyond her assistant director? Or her...
They call it administrative assistant.
Well, that's still in the budget, right?
Well, the interesting thing happened was that the budget was... This is strange. You know, Pacifica always does things strange. The budget was passed in the Finance Committee on Tuesday, but that was only... It only passed the broad amount. It didn't pass the specific categories. So the budget was passed with everyone agreeing to the general amount but not agreeing how to spend the money. That's where it's been left.
Did it see you come back?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My phone died momentarily.
I just gave them a little bit of background, Afia, about the discussions.
Thank you. I apologize that I didn't mention that. For those of you who are just coming on, we have a what appears to be a busted pipe here at our studio. We're having really freezing temperatures here, and so I have water all over the place, and I'm trying to deal with this call and deal with that situation and at the same time. So, again, my apologies. So, thank you. Thank you, David.
Well, again, in terms of the disputed issue on the budget, who is going to decide that?
I think the board is ultimately going to decide that.
But it was her assistant. Ursula's assistant was already approved by the board and the IED effective October 1, beginning this fiscal year. So why is it even an issue at this point?
The board approves all budgets.
That's not the question. I understand there's a dispute about whether Ursula is going to be able to have an assistant, which I thought the person started on October 1st, and that it was already approved last year to begin this year, you know, the last fiscal year, and signed off by the IED at the time, and that... that was all, you know, already set in stone. So I don't understand why it's coming up again. And I would like to know if Ursula could answer me whether her assistant, whether she has an assistant or not.
This is Ursula, no.
Well, I don't understand that.
As a matter
as a matter of information, not only was an assistant not approved last year, it was a major struggle to retain the position of coordinator for the affiliates program.
Well, who does the PNB think is going to service the affiliates if there's no coordinator and no assistant? Who's going to negotiate all these contracts?
We have an in-person PNB meeting the last weekend of January, and I urge you and others to come and to participate. And you can raise that question directly to the PNB.
Well, I'm going to write an email to the PNB because I don't understand this, and I don't understand how they expect Ursula to do her job without any assistance.
Okay.
And I don't understand why you, Afia, would object. And when the task force has all represented that we support this, and therefore you representing the task force are not authorized to make an objection to something that the task force has approved.
First of all, the task force, as you noted earlier, has not approved or recommended any budget to the PMB. So,
I'm not talking about the budget. I'm talking about Ursula's assistant.
Sandra, I am not going to get into a shouting match with you.
I'm not shouting. I'm not talking about the budget. I'm talking about the issue that is up for disagreement. And that's the only issue that I'm asking you about, because I understand that you objected, and I want to know on what grounds could you do that when you're supposed to represent the affiliates task force. And the affiliates task force has consistently, year after year, approved an assistant direct, an administrative assistant, and it was supposed to start according to what the interim executive director told us, and on one of our calls, and that it was supposed to start. The position was supposed to begin October 1st. So I don't even know why this is an issue.
Did you want to answer your question, or did you want to lecture me? If you want an answer to the answer is that not only am I an affiliate and chair of the affiliates task force, I am also a member of the PMB, and it is my responsibility to represent and to balance the interests of both the affiliates program and of the best interest of Pacifica. So how do we do that becomes the question and is the point of contention, and not whether or not Ursula has an assistant.
Well, actually, I raise objection to that, because there wouldn't be affiliate directors on the task on the PNB if the affiliate task force hadn't advocated for them to begin with. And your first and primary responsibility is to the affiliate task force, and as a PNB member, you're responsible for looking at the overall financial situation. But you don't have the right, as an affiliate director, to disagree with what the task force has recommended. So I totally disagree with you on this point.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. May I say something? Hello? Sounds like we lost her again. Is anyone else on the call?
David, would you like to respond to what I've just said?
I would like to respond. I know the situation that you put a PA in is a little difficult. When we are affiliate directors, we are to represent the affiliates' positions, but ultimately we are PNB board members and must protect the corporation over the affiliates program. Clearly, we are to represent the point of view of the affiliates, but that does not mean that that would be the final decision. Our final position on the board is the fiduciary responsibility to the PMB, not to the affiliates task force. I think she has a right to her own opinion as it is to her position on the PMB. I don't agree with it, but.
Is the chair back on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. May I say something, Madam Chair?
Please.
Okay. I agree with David, and I agree with the chair that she certainly is entitled to her opinion. And when she speaks, she can speak as an affiliate director. But if the task force votes one way, and she feels, and the chair feels differently, then she should not represent to the board or the public that she is speaking for the task force.
This is most insulting. I know my responsibilities, and I know my line of authority. I do not need to be lectured on it by you.
Neither do I, Madam Chair. I have served on the PMB, so I know that you have a responsibility as an individual.
Not only is it not my opinion, uninformed opinion that's being proffered, but it is an attempt to meet my responsibilities, my legal responsibilities and duties as a PMB member. So whether or not you like the way I do that,
I agree with that.
Is another matter entirely. And as for the task force having taken a vote on the budget, that has not occurred. In that there is no, in fact, budget.
Madam Chair, in the past we have. The task force has worked with Ursula on budgets. I personally have worked on budgets that the previous CFO stated that was inside the national budget, and I just think that he folded income that the affiliates made into other things that he felt needed to be supported. And in the past, that's in many ways why we've asked for a budget that it's really clear and transparent what we're making, what our income is, and what the expenses are of the task force. So that money is not siphoned off to other departments.
Need I remind you that despite previous discussions about an affiliates program budget, this is the first one that has been institutionalized, and it is the result of my efforts over the past two terms. So, I do not need to be lectured by you or anyone else on this committee. Ursula, if you're prepared, please go forward.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start talking about the budget since that's what we're talking about. I'm not sure if this information... David conveyed this information you did say that, David, that on Tuesday... There actually was a meeting about this. I was at the meeting. Afia was at the meeting. And the Finance Committee passed the amount and of the budget. So that was a step forward. I do want to say, for the sake of maybe helping things along, I don't think there actually is a huge conflict right now. I mean, we did have a series of meetings, and out of those meetings, actually, a piece of information emerged which hadn't been clear before, which was that there originally was the impression that the upgrade of AudioPort did not require extra funding, and that apparently we got different information from the tech department as a result of these meetings. And so the money was put into the budget. And so I don't actually think there's a whole lot of conflict right now. And I just want to kind of throw it in there because I think we have, I mean, as far as I can tell, I think we have a win-win situation here, and I hope that will be the case. Just in terms of other information about the budget, the total amount out, the total amount that was approved by the Finance Committee was a total of $178,002.57. And that is a what that means in real terms is that 46% of the affiliate income is being allocated to the network to cover Democracy Now, satellite services, PNB expenses, and other central services. There's also an additional $8,571 allocated to help pay for Free Speech Radio News. So that's what is in the budget. The rest of the budget, you know, is for regular expenses of running the program. If you would. I don't know. I guess the thing is that there probably will be discussion soon, I assume, with somebody. And so I think the budget is still in flux. So it I don't know if there's that much point in I can post the budget as it was approved, or you know how this number was arrived at. I can post that if that's of interest to people. But again, like I said, I think this is a budget that kind of addresses all the concerns that were raised, and I hope that is the case. The only other thing I want to report on is there was some questions asked about the status of the RBDS project, where we're asking the board to make a community radio designation for you know car radios, and it's looking so far so good. We have about 50, between 50 and 60 stations have signed on, and about 15 organizations, and a whole lot of people from Nashville. Apparently the Nashville folks sent it around to organizations, and so we got some individuals. And I think Teresa had offered to help with that, and I apologize, Teresa, I haven't had time to get you. I think I did send you actually the letter. So
I sent it out to members of my local station board, and I asked my program director to send it to our programmers and producers so they could sign on as people involved in community radio.
Mm-hmm. So that's the. I don't have a whole lot more to report. You know, that would really be of interest.
This is Bina. If you send me a copy of the letter, I'll put it on the WBAI listserv.
Okay, thank you.
Producers, and see what they can do.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Sure.
What are the initials of that again? Is it
RBDS.
B as in Bravo, D as in Delta?
Yeah.
And you said about 50 radio stations and about 15 organizations?
Yeah.
Thank you. I do have another question.
Go ahead.
So are you saying, Ursula, that the assistant, you are supervising the requests and needs of about 130 affiliate stations. Are you saying that that you can live without the administrative assistant?
Oh no. I'm saying that the budget includes him in the for next year.
Well, I got the impression from the chair's report, or from what David Beaton said, was that the total was approved without line items, and I got the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, that it was one or the other, either tech support or the administrative assistant.
Not the way the budget is made right now, no. There's money in there for both.
Okay, and can the ED or one of the affiliate directors tell me when this budget might be approved, and if so, when the administrative assistant might be hired?
Do you want to respond to that, Arlene?
Well, this is Dave. I don't think we know when the budget will be approved by the PMB. Our meetings don't stay on track very well. So hopefully it could be possibly this weekend.
Did you want to respond, Arlene? Are you still here? We can't hear you.
Did we have the new executive director on the call?
Momentarily.
Yes. Okay. She probably should have put her on the agenda somewhere to introduce herself before she got off.
Well, I'm sure that she'll be as was Grace, the agenda before too long. I think David's observation is accurate. The next item, unless there are other questions for Ursula, then the next item on the agenda is the...
Somebody have a cell phone ringing?
Is a set of rules that I wanted to point that out.
Did we have someone back on? I'm sorry, I got myself cut off.
Oh, no problem. There was, I think it was Teresa who asked the question.
To be perfectly honest, at this moment, I don't have an answer to that question. I'm beginning to get to know the budgets and where we are. And I'm trying to talk to each manager and get as much information as I can, but I can't possibly give an answer to that at this moment.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
May I say something?
Please.
Madam Chair, I welcome our new executive director, and perhaps we might like to give her an opportunity to make a statement about any impressions she has thus far, or if she has any questions of us.
If you don't feel that you're being put on the spot in light of that,
I'll be glad to, say a couple of things, and it won't be terribly informative at this point. I've been talking to as many people as possible. This is literally my third day in the office. And so specifics, I'm not ready to get into. In terms of affiliates, I come from an affiliate station. And I think that part of the future of Pacifica will come from strengthening the entire organization, which includes the affiliates and the affiliate relations. And that's really about as far as I can go at this point. But I am coming from that perspective and certainly will be looking at things with that point of view in mind.
I had sent you an email, I believe it was last night, about the continuing discussion with regard to the budget. In fact, I was carrying around your phone number this afternoon to try to get to call you beforehand to make sure that you had gotten my email. I see that your Pacifica email address has been activated. So my first question is whether or not I need to send it to...
It's probably here, and if you want to give me a minute or two, I'll at least take a look for it. My computer and getting it to work and everything has just gotten activated, and so I'm trying to catch up, you know, and sort through hundreds of emails and do some kind of priority to them.
Yes.
It might not be a bad idea if you just send it again, and then I can delete the second copy if it's there.
Okay, send it to the Pacifica.
The Pacifica, right.
Okay, that'll be good. And the essence of the email was the continuation of the discussions that we've been having with regard to the affiliate's budget and scheduling the next one. I don't know if David mentioned the fact that the Finance Committee suggested a meeting of yourself and Grace and Laverne and Ursula, and I part of my email pointed out that I wanted to be included and thought David should be invited as well.
I saw something to that effect. And I think that's a real good idea.
Okay, so then I'll just,
And for whatever reason, I at least in the Pacifica account, I don't have that email that you probably sent last night. I just sorted them by from, and it doesn't seem to be coming up, so.
It didn't go to the Pacifica. I didn't see that until this afternoon, so I'll resend it to the Pacifica address.
Okay, please do. I'm trying to wade through the WMNF account, but in all honesty, it's overloaded right now, and I can't forward anything from it to anybody. And
okay.
So I'm trying to get it down to the point that I can send some things from it.
No problem. No problem. Okay. All right, the next item goes to, I believe, goes to the proposed task force members, coordinators' roles that Teresa and Dina and Chandra submitted. And on the last call, we agreed that it was to go, that there were aspects of it which required responses from governance, human resources and affiliates as well. George is not on the call, and I have not gotten who is the chair of the governance committee. Has not sent me any kind of response to our query. As you all can imagine, it being the end of the year, all of the committees are attempting to wrap up as much of their plans work as they can. So it's kind of not at the top of most folks. Most folks, not to mention the fact that we handed it off to them on a without any notice. So that may be something that has to go over to incoming affiliates task force. We've also not gotten a response from Ahmad, and in light of the fact that across the network people are being laid off, and he is intimately involved in that process, then it's understandable that we haven't heard from him either. So in light of the fact that we only have that, and is Brian on the call? Did someone else just come on?
Yeah, it's Dina. I've lost this call three times now, and I don't know if I can save it. I'm trying.
Well, I think we're a number of us are having problems staying on it. So, but the point that I'm making to make a long what is getting to be a long story short, I think that the better served by advancing that item to next year's or January's agenda, in light of the fact that we are still in the same position now that we were when it last at the November meeting, and that is that we do not have all of the information that we need in order to be able to proceed.
Sorry about that.
Madam Chair?
Please.
I disagree. I've put a lot of work into this. And at one of the meetings, you questioned, you know, what the affiliates have a right to do and what we're all about and the relationship that we have, the task force, with the coordinator and with the director. So this was my attempt to clarify that. Now, we have other documents, and this has been a very active group for the past 8 years, and I've been involved in it for those 8 years. I would at least like to discuss some of the items before we would hand it over to an HR director to change it. I'd like for people to weigh in and say, this is something that is important or not. We have never even discussed this with the whole body. So if you have something that you don't think is, what we consist, I discuss how people are brought in and integrated, the structure and its responsibilities. At least I'd like to discuss some of the responsibilities of the task force. Because this would help.
David and Ursula are present, and they can speak for themselves. But the three of us have, in our own discussions, taken exception to this list. So
who has what? Which three people? Who have?
David Ursula and I took exception to the list.
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, I would like to discuss the responsibilities right now.
Where are you getting the responsibilities from as you see them?
Okay, they're item number 3, and it says the affiliate task force, A, provides systematic reports to the PNB, LSB, Pacifica staff, listeners, and affiliates about the affiliate program. B, advises and provides...
That's not my question. Excuse me. That's not my question.
Okay.
My question is what is the authority on which you rely to represent.
Hello? I guess we've lost the chair again. Hello, is anybody else on?
I'm on.
Here? I'm here.
David, would you like to, can you have any idea what her concern is?
I'm trying to bring up the document now. I can myself.
I list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things that we do. A through I. These are not, I'm sure, the only things that we do, but things that we could do. And I think it's useful for us to talk about what we're responsible for, especially since there have been times in the last 4 months when the chair seems to take offense when we try to at least do what we feel is our duties. We've never had this problem with the chair before or someone that said, well, you're not authorized to do that. So
I think that that's a part of the source of pension, and that is the first of all, that the affiliates task force, like every other component of Pacifica, is working its way through the application of the theory of the settlement that is the bylaws and the history of Pacifica, certainly the most recent history of Pacifica. And that process is a birthing process, and it's a point of tension in terms of shifting from campaigning to governing. While I think that you all are, and you especially, is perfectly capable of giving the history of events to this point, the definition of roles, responsibilities, and duties are not a function of our opinions. They are a function of the bylaws and the laws that regulate the organization. Now, and Robert's rules. Now, they, bringing those all together, we wind up with something, a system that is commodious and to all of us, and advances the work to which we at least say we're committed. My question when I got dropped was, when my line dropped, was what authority, what document are you looking at for the list that, that you presented? And to which you're referring, the item to which you're referring.
Nia, then I'd like to get on the stack of Fia.
Okay.
But Chandra, too, please.
But I'll wait for Teresa to answer. I think she, you asked her a question, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, perhaps Chandra would like to answer this. I'm doing two tasks. I'm trying to take minutes at the same time, so I'm just going to think about the question for a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, I was going to ask the same question, that what is in this document that is not in the bylaws? And if that's the case, why do we have it? So I don't know what the items are. Hello?
Well, that's the same question that I'm asking, and that's a part of the reason why governance was supposed to review it and to give us its response on it, and to identify and even propose reconciliation of inconsistencies between the list and or rules, more accurately, and the bylaws, proposed rules and the bylaws. But again, since the chair of the governor's committee is not here and has not submitted any assessment prior to this meeting, we don't have the benefit of that analysis.
May I? Again?
Please.
If either, I don't know, I think you said Chandra or Teresa, just maybe one thing. I mean, we can propose amendments, and if they, you know, if they will help the foundation, I don't mind, but I'm just in the dark. So I just need to have maybe just one thing that is being proposed that's not in the bylaws.
I'm next on the stack, I believe, and Teresa deferred to me to try to answer.
And I'd like to go on the stack after Chandra.
Now we're talking about
who is that?
Dina.
Okay. Go ahead, Chandra.
Okay. I do not have objections with, of course I don't have objections with HR and governance reviewing our document, but I would like to defer this discussion until we have a representative from HR and governance on the call to discuss this document and their findings, and then we talk about how it was created and, you know, that we have a level playing field with all the cast of characters involved, because just for us to discuss it when we don't know what governance is going to say and we don't know what HR is going to say, we can talk about the history and how it was created, but it's out of context if HR and governance find that there's inconsistencies between what we've drafted and the Pacifica bylaws. I mean, we can propose an amendment or amendments, but I really think that this issue needs to be tabled, and I would like to have them invited to the meeting when they've finished reviewing and and are ready to discuss the issue.
I would like to say something then.
But I would also like to ask that be time limited, so it doesn't stretch on for like months and months and months.
Dina, can I get back at the bottom of the stack for you?
Yes. Dina, then Teresa, then Nia.
There was nothing I need to add. Chanda really said most of what I was going to suggest.
Okay. Nia?
Okay. I guess I'm a little confused as to what the role of committees is, right? The roles, rather, of committees are. If a member brings a suggestion, then it gets discussed in the committee, and then if we have questions, then it can be referred. But I guess what I'm still trying to grapple with is exactly what it is that we are talking about. And if we can't do it, then each committee has a chair, and the chair could get information or read the bylaws. Or let me put it this way. That's what I do. I go to the necessary resources. I do the research. And then I come back to the committee. So I'm a little confused as to what's going on.
Madam Chair?
Please.
Okay. I can appreciate Chandra Hopman's move to table with time limited, but since she has not given her specific time, I'm assuming that we are still discussing my motion and her motion is not official yet. Let me address your question. You ask by what document by which the affiliate task force produces this list of how people are brought into the task force, its structure, and its responsibilities. First, let me remind people that we as a body have never discussed this, because the chair several times now has stated that it's time to close the meeting and has stepped off the call. Actually, I think we did discuss it very, very slightly. The affiliate task force has been conducting our business utilizing the PACE document for about 6 years, I believe. I don't think this would be necessary if we had a chair that was not dismissive of us as a body.
Hi, this is George. Just came online.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I would just like to discuss some of these elements before we give it to HR and governance to have them say what they think. I mean, I'd like to know what you think. I worked on this. I sent it to several people and asked for corrections and changes. What is so bad about weighing in about what you feel that the task force can do? If we're not confident about doing something, then we may as well not be conducting business. And I have to ask, Madam Chair, what you think you're chairing if you don't think we have any power to do something. So So I just put it in writing as to what I thought it would be good that we do. And I'll be happy to send it to our executive director for her to look at it. And if you say we shouldn't be doing something, go ahead, speak out. You know, if you think I'm out of order, suggesting that we provide provide a support system for the coordinator and the program, or that we work on isolated projects such as research or strategic planning or clerical assistance or constructing and tallying surveys, if we do fundraising, if you don't think we'll be doing that, please, weigh in. Because I'm just concerned that I have a great respect for affiliate directors. We've had some wonderful affiliate directors, Marty Derlin, Vicky Santa, Steve Pierce, Rip Robbins, Yvonne Boney, and they were not only directors, but they worked with the task force. They supported and gave ideas to the task force, and we gave ideas to them. And I just don't feel that we should be dismissed because we work our butts off.
A point of information, Afia?
Please.
Okay. Do you have the document that she's referencing that you could send to me, please?
I can send it to you. I did send it. It was attached to several copies of minutes that I've sent out, but I'll send it out again. I'll send it to you.
Nia, it's also in the PacGov list. It was on the agenda of the last governance meeting, although we never got to it.
Okay, I get
Sorry, Pia? Teresa's list is what I believe was on what you had, George. There's another document to which Teresa was referring, which I don't think was it that you have, but that I don't think that you associated with the list that that she and Gina and Chandra are advancing.
As she read it, it was item 3 of what she said.
For the two Pacific affiliate directors, A, B, P and B members with a commitment and interest in the affiliate program.
Oh, so you're not right. I know you have a problem with what they say.
Excuse me, this is Vajra. I just came on. Sorry about being late.
No problem.
Welcome.
All right. Thanks.
She mentioned the PACE document, which is a larger document. This is just a part of that. What Nia is asking for is the whole document.
Yes, I'm trying to get what Teresa is saying that is not being entertained by the committee. I want to see how much it differs from the bylaws, because, like I said, I'm just totally confused.